This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Thursday, October 9th. God's word for you today is, take it up. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. And it says, therefore, he is also able to save to the utmost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. The quest of a lot of Christians is how to influence things in the heavens. We often wonder if we are at the mercy of whatever decision heaven makes. We wonder how we can influence things and ensure that the verdict is in our favor. Job had an inkling, because he was a spiritual man, that things were being decided on his behalf. In fact, in Job chapter 1, Job was not aware of the conversations going on in heaven. God was boasting to Satan about Job. Have you seen my servant Job? And Satan said, is he serving you for nothing? Do X, Y, Z, and he will forsake you. Job had no clue about all that happened. Eventually, after all the troubles and trials, Job said, I wish I had someone who would plead my case in heaven. Job chapter 16, verse 21. Please read. Guess what? You and I have an advocate. His name is Jesus, and he lives forever to make intercession for us, to plead our case in heaven. So we are not hopeless. This our advocate, our lawyer, Jesus, has shown us how we can participate in the process to turn the hand of judgment in our favor, to work for us. Jesus shows us that even if there is something that has been decreed in heaven, Jesus is saying that you can change it. For example, we were not supposed to get the land that God's Favorite House headquarters now sits on. God has shown some of my prophetic friends that the land has been assigned to someone else, and they did not tell me. But guess what? By God's grace, because I was participating spiritually, I saw it. I told the people around me at the time, this is why we are having this problem. This assignment has been done. And I said, as God lives, we are going to take this land, and it is history today. We are on the land debt-free. My friends later told me, which was how I found out that they knew. They said, you got the land. How did that happen? But this was what we saw. I said to them, you saw well, and I also saw it. The fact that something has been decreed in heaven does not mean it cannot be appealed. Prophecies should not seal your destiny. You should wage war with them. The one himself that is our advocate is teaching us how to participate in our affairs in heaven. Please read Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 says, one day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. How often should you pray? Always pray and never give up. And the story is to show why and how that should be done. Let us pray. Father, I bring my life before you, the judge of the whole earth, and I ask that on every matter you judge in my favor and against the enemies of my destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.